och då fem så var bin. Det står gott att dacka någon.
Ja.
Det där för det är så different då. People.
Ja.
And då så tycker jag thing. Det är ju se det young people going out and young fellas on that track pass on och fyra ut. Det är inte för dem.
Well, it's fascinating stuff, Brendan.
You're good with that.
I'm great with that. Thanks a lot, Brendan. Thanks very much there. Fascinating stuff. I know earlier in the week I said I'd never had a chat with an Irish shepherd. Well, now I have. Okay, today's question, which is how often should you wash your towels? Sally from Norwich writes, I put my towels on a boil wash once every 10 days with a flap of Bounce. Sally, I do exactly the same thing, and if I'm going to chuck in a bit of underwear, I might add a capful of Dettol, maybe two, depending on, you know, circumstances. Retired head teacher Teresa Staples says, I've cut the frequency of my towel washing by using a simple technique. After my bath, I take an old beach towel and drape it over my favourite armchair. Then I sit back with a box of wine and watch Cash in the Attic till I'm bone dry, by which time I'm normally sound asleep. It sounds like bliss, Teresa. Really does. Now, if I were to say to you, I like your noodle, you'd say, I'm sorry, Alan. And if I said, I was simply saying, I like your noodles, you'd say, oh, now I understand. But I think you were being a little bit racist. You'd be absolutely right, but you'd be ignoring the fact that I just paid a very good compliment to Asian cuisine. Each day this week, I'm going to be trying a different kind of ethnic cuisine to help promote tolerance and harmony amongst the various creeds and colours that have drifted into Norfolk over recent years. Today it's the turn of the Japanese. Years ago, my granddad John used to sit me on his knee and he'd say, Alan, I hate the Japanese and I hate Japanese food. But if Granddad John was alive today and I was able to feed him some of the sushi rolls lovingly prepared by my good friend Ando at Miso Tasty, I think all the anger that he harboured at having been tortured within an inch of his life at a Japanese prisoner of war camp would instantly fade away, especially if he tried it with Ando's delightful wasabi sauce. So that's on its way shortly. The time is 59 minutes to one. It's just gone midday.
The weather, sponsored by Turner's Kitchen Solutions.
Norwich. 1. Adult. Afternoon. Inception. No. Inception. No. Inception. No. Inception. No. Inception. No. It's North, it's Norfolk, it's digital, it's North Norfolk Digital. It's time for Sad Story. This is where I read a moving real-life story submitted by one of our listeners. Today's is from Lee Tibbs in Attleborough. My story begins late last spring. It was a fine morning, so I decided to go out for a jog in my shorts. I headed to the local park, and it was there, to my surprise, that I bumped into my old history teacher walking his dog. He remarked on how well I looked, and I returned the compliment. No, I'm not reading this. No. Absolutely not. Yeah, that's why he's wearing shorts. I should have seen that. It's all right. We have others. Today's sad story is from Deirdre Thomas from Dibbs Lane in Holt. Dear Alan, I want to be as honest as I can with you, so I hope you'll understand that I'd rather remain anonymous. Absolutely. My story begins in the mid-80s when I met Gareth. The truth is, he kind of swept me off my feet. He was tall, dashing, and had kind eyes like a cow. Really? Yeah, I suppose they do. Oh. Gareth knew I'd just come out of a serious relationship and wasn't ready to commit. But he called me the day before he went on a group camping trip and said someone had dropped out and would I like to join them. I'm just going to jump off the sad story because my sushi has arrived being brandished by someone I can only describe as some sort of food stig. In the meantime, here's the vapours with I'm Turning Japanese. That's today's paper, though.
So, let's see, you ordered California rolls, Kitsu curry, and I listen to Orbital Digital.
I listen to Orbital Digital.
What was that?
I listen to Orbital Digital.
Nice of you to recommend us. Yes. Alan Partridge, you have been punked by Orbital Digital. It's Craig Kilty, a.k.a. The Monster.
Fuck off. You're not even on air, you dick.
Oh, yes, we are. Double punk. You have been owned.
All right.
You've been owned.
Stop saying been owned. Owned by you. I'm owned by anyone. I'm owned by North Norfolk Digital. I'm certainly not owned by Orbital Digital. I wouldn't work for them if you paid me.
You've been owned.
Yeah, well, you know, at least I haven't got a brother in prison.
What's that got to do with anything?
Just having a joke, you know. It's not nice when the boot's on the other foot, is it? Hmm? It makes walking difficult, you know. The arch is on the wrong side. Doesn't work.
You don't know anything about my brother. Fell in with the wrong crowd.
Well, he's in with the wrong crowd now, isn't he? Literally, he's in prison.
Owning me, owning you.
That doesn't even make sense.
Aha!
Yeah, I do own that. I do, actually. I flew to Gothenburg to negotiate directly with Bjorni and Ben's lawyers for exclusive rights to shout but not say the word aha 50 times a year in perpetuity for the rest of my life or till 2015, whichever comes sooner. Sorry about all that Orbital Digital, OD. Wish they'd OD on heroin. It's Susan Boyle, Amazing Grace. Now it's time to return to Alan's sad stories. So things were going well between Gareth and I. But that was when our relationship took a twist that neither of us could have predicted.
Shit. Shit.
Shit, she writes, because Gareth died. But I married his twin brother because he had a twin brother. Who was identical. He had eyes like a cow too. So everything was back to normal again. until one day I discovered Gareth's brother in a compromising position with a box of Quality Street. He'd eaten three or four in sudden succession and completely ruined his appetite for the chicken dinner I'd so lovingly prepared. I was totally crushed. It was then I realised that Gareth's brother had a chock problem. Nothing would get in the way of his addiction. The lowest point came when I found him collapsed in a sugar-induced coma in the bogs of Yates's Wine Lodge in Yarmouth. We cried and cried that night. I reiterated my love for him. He reciprocated his love for me. And we shared a chocolatey kiss that will stay with me forever. But it was then that everything changed. Again. Because his weight had ballooned to 20 stone or thereabouts. When he came towards me to hug me, he fell on me and shattered my spine in three places. The police didn't believe him. And he was carted off to prison for GBH, or attempted murder. Forget which. I still visit him once a week in prison. And he tells me, Alan, that he tunes into your show and it offers him great solace, great comfort. Not that the show is aimed at the criminal fraternity in any way. The cons tend to listen to Orbital Digital, as many of them have learning difficulties. I should add, the reason I was able to visit him was because of a pioneering operation which enabled me to walk again, because they replaced my spine with a new one made of carbon fibre, which is actually the material they use in the engine blocks and chassis for Formula One cars. It's actually lighter than aluminium. Yours sincerely, Deirdre. P.S. Unfortunately, I can't remember what our favourite song was. Ah, what a sad story. OK, now, please do keep your calls, texts and faxes coming in on today's big question, which is, how often should you wash your towels? Ted in Wisbeck has been in touch. I don't use towels. I use a hairdryer set on cool. It takes a bit longer, but it feels lovely, and I finish off with a little talc for my testes and bum. That's good. Okay.